This conference will now be recorded.
Listed both figures here, so I'm not going to confuse everybody. Bank of the West, we closed the original money market account, which had $588,791.63. That's what was in there at the starting of the month, but that account has been closed. So we only have on account at Bank of the West $710,051.70. We are currently getting 2.08% interest on that money. I don't have an amount of how much interest we got, because I don't think it's posted yet this month. Our community, back to community banks of Colorado, the money market account, this was before we deposited the $588,791.63 back in there. We had a balance of $93,667.63 in there before we put that back in there. But all of our figures start here at the beginning of the month, not the end of the month. So that's why if you took that amount and added the 588, that would be close to what is in there, but it doesn't show on the books yet because we haven't received a statement from that.
Would you just briefly catch anybody that may not be 100% on why we did that?
Okay, the original deal was the county commissioners did not want us to have $1.5 million all in one bank. And so they wanted us to disperse the money to a couple of different accounts. And my goal was to keep the money in banks that were in this county. So we went to Bank of the West. And originally, when we put the original $700,000 in Bank of the West to try to break up the money into two different deals, I was told that I was going to get 2.5% interest. And as it turned out, we were getting 0.05% interest. And I and the bookkeeper were not very happy about that. And so we went round and round. And finally, they figured out a way to get the better interest. But it had something to do with Bank of the West was bought out by another company. The new company came in, had different set of rules, and they would not allow the money to be transferred into a different account to get a better interest rate. So they required us, they had this rule, we had to be new money to open up a new account. And so we transferred another $710,000. And so I'm assuming the interest we got was roughly $51.70. Because originally we put 710 in there, and the current deal shows we have 710 and $51.70. So that appears what that 2%, 2.08 is going to earn per month is roughly $51. And the community banks deal, the money before we transferred all the money, the $800,000 there was earning about $170 per month is what we were making there. And that's, I expect that to be right at about $100 per month because we get a hair percent more interest rate than what Bank of the West. But we have the money is split up in two different ways. Theoretically, if the banks, heaven forbid, went belly up, we would not lose everything all in one fell swoop. We would be dispersed between a couple of different banks, and that's why that is.
Thank you.
We also have a third bank account, which is Bank of Oklahoma, and we still have
this is the money maker.
Right. Yeah. It is there's $21,982.38, and that interest there is 0.02, and that works out to about 36, 38 cents a month. It's a real moneymaker.
So I mean, sad.
The bad thing is,
if we have to pay postage on anything, we're in the dumper.
Well, it's worse than that.
It gets worse.
We have, there is, because we do not have an outstanding loan there, they still keep our line of credit deal open, and to keep that open costs us $2 a month. So we're losing $1.70 something a month is what is it costs us to keep that line of credit open.
Mm-hmm. And but that is important that we have a line of credit.
And so, because who knows, there may come a day that we need to borrow X amount of money when we start getting real frisky with our expansion or build out here. And so that's where we're at. Is there any other questions?
So in my excavations, I found a note that someone had written about the Bank of Oklahoma. If we deposited 25 cents a month, we would not have to pay that $2 charge a month.
Really?
Right. So, but all the paperwork we have to go through to transfer that 25 cents a month, I don't know.
Okay.
So let's, but yeah, I don't want to derail us, but.
Let me ask you a question. If we wrote a check, is it, if we wrote a check depositing $5, would we not have to pay the $2? How much does it cost us to write a check? I wonder.
That's a good question. I don't know how much it costs us to write
Maybe
a check.
Maybe I should ask the bookkeeper research.
Let me do some work on
okay.
that. I'll find that
might be a way to.
And
but I have a bad feeling role. Writing a check will cost us more than $2.
Well, if they send it by mail.
Is there a reason we can't reapply for a line of credit later if we need it?
Well, the theory being when we, because we have an open line of credit there, we don't have to do a major credit app. All we would have to do is
request funding.
Well, I think we would have to prove, we would have to say, this is what we're going to do, and this is going to be what our proposed valuation of whatever that we're improving. That's all we would have to do. We wouldn't have to do a full
right.
financial.
No, it does make sense. It does. I mean, even though it's kind of.
On that note,
trivial.
The other thing is we have reconciled the books and everything matched, and I have checked the payroll situation. We are having a little bit of a problem. Paylocity still doesn't have it quite correct. And so Susan and the bookkeeper we're keeping very close tabs on them, and I'm checking the deal to make sure that the correct amounts are being subtracted and or paid in to everybody's account so that the check that our employees are getting is the correct amounts.
The money is correct. We're still struggling right now with the accrual of vacation and sick and personal time, but I the money is spot on.
Yes, everything I've checked, it's been the correct deductions in the right place. It's just the days and stuff. I'm hoping they're going to get a handle on this because this has been 2 months now.
Thank you, Alan. Anybody have any questions on any of that? Okay, then let's move on to the approval of the February 22nd, 2023 minutes. And I have to say, I have gone over them and I find them to be wonderful. But it makes me very sad to say that Karen is no longer going to be with us. And so this is her swan song tonight. And the work that you have done has been invaluable, and we will miss you.
Thank you, Robert.
Very, very much. And I'm sorry you've had such a rough year, but what you've done here has been no less than amazing with all the ups and downs and everything that we've had to deal with.
Thank you. We promised we'd stick together.
Right.
Until it all smoothed out. And it has.
Okay. So.
I will say I usually roll it out right off the bat, but it took me forever.
Right. Can I have a motion on accepting, or are there any objections to the minutes as presented? Not seeing none, can I get a motion to approve the February minutes?
So moved.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 And there is no room for no's. So there we go. The director's report.
Thank you. So as Alan mentioned, we completed our second payroll with Paylocity, and I'm very confident that the numbers are correct for the money. However, we're struggling still with the accuracy of the vacation and the sick and personal leave. So we'll get it resolved soon. They're working on correcting the calculations that they put in. This was our last monthly payroll. We're going to go to biweekly. And so for that one, it's going to start. It started already. The payroll is the 16th of March through the 25th of March. And then the pay date is on March 31st. And so we're going to go to, that's a short week or short time period, but we're going to go to a 2-week time period after that. So it'll go Sunday through a week, Saturday, and then we'll pay that following Friday after that. So
we sincerely hope that going to twice a month makes it easier on the employees to not have to just penny pinch and stuff. You've got that flow of cash. So.
Yeah. And then there's more about Paylocity later when we talk about the employee handbook. And then I gave you some statistics just kind of as a sampling. So let me know what you think about that. It looks like this sheet here. It's got our logo at the top, and then there's a spreadsheet at the bottom. And I'm sure I may not have given you guys copies. I'll send them to that. So I've got January's numbers and February's numbers on here. And I included January of 2022 and January of 2023, just so you can compare last year to this year. So our total circulation, if you go to the bottom, for January of 2022 was 6,276. And in January of 2023, our total circulation was 8,849.
Holy moly.
So we definitely, because weren't we closed? Didn't we close again or reduce services?
We were open all 2022.
I thought we had some COVID.
2022, that's when I got COVID, and my place went down to like
that's right.
4 hours, and we were still running curbside at times. Yeah. So yeah, it was pretty sketchy up until about March 1st, I think, last year. Then I think from March 1st, pretty much on from there, we were okay.
And then if you look also at February for the total circulation, you'll see another good jump. So February of 2022 was 5,465, and February of 2023 was 7,846. So this is only the physical stuff that we circulated, so like books and DVDs, and I have not yet cracked the electronic code, but I will be in the next couple of weeks. So I'll be presenting that to you next time. And then the way that our system registers the numbers is a little bit different. So I'm giving you the new cardholders, and these are only for January 2023. So total new cardholders for January of 2023 was 97, and February was a short month. It was, you know, it's only 28 days, and we had 83 new cardholders for February of 2023. So, and then the bottom has the total number of cardholders. So that's 9,418. So if you add 97 to that and then add 83, that's about where we are for the number of cardholders. And then if you want, I'm giving you very little information as far as the budget, but so the budget versus the actuals. So for January, the total budget is 1.37 million. And in January, we spent $61,589.13. So that's about 4.5% of the budget. And then February, it's cumulative. It's not February by itself. So February, we're now at $127,689.51 out of that 1.37 million.
Yeah.
And so we're at 9.32%. And I think I calculated it out. So it's like 2/12 of the year, mm-hmm. you know, so that we're actually under still, you know, where we should be for this time of year. But so this, I'm going to just keep adding stuff to this until you tell me enough.
I find this very useful.
Yeah, this mm-hmm. is very useful.
So
I like the number of cardholders that we have in relation to the number of people that we have in the county. We're approaching 10,000.
Okay. And that's, yeah. So this is the next handout that I have that I've presented. This is
Kathy's keeping everybody caffeinated. You have the numbers in front of you.
This is, pass this down. That's my copy of that. So this is 2021 statistics. This is from our data from the State Library website. This Elbert County Library District, Colorado Public Library Statistics and Profiles. This is their key statistics for trustees. And so this is a year ago, 2021 data against the whole state. And so this tells you our total expenditures per capita for the whole state. We are at the lowest in our range, but we are also the smallest in our range. So we're included in 25,000 to 99,999. And that includes, so the largest one in that group is Longmont, which is 99,000. And we are the smallest at 27,123 inhabitants. So that tells you kind of the range of everybody who's in that list. So, but there's the total expenditures per capita, which is the first one. The second one is the number of staff per 1,000 people served in the county. And we have 0.26 staff per 1,000 people in the county. The average across Colorado is 1. For visits per capita in 2021, remember this is back when COVID was more prevalent, mm-hmm. we had 1 visit per capita in Elbert County compared to 4 visits for Colorado as a whole. Mm-hmm. And then circulation per capita, we had 13.46 items circulate per person in Elbert County, compared to 7.99 overall. But I don't think we reported the correct number in 2021.
Oh, you don't think we did?
No. So I think this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And our circulation, I don't
know. How far off do you think it is?
So the number.
Because that was like really impressive.
I know. So the number I calculated was like 90. No, for this year was like, or for 2022 is like 96,000. Mm-hmm. But it was like 88,000 for 2021. And we reported over 100,000.
Oh,
so
it's just, we're about 20%
off.
Us firefighters trying to do what directors do, not knowing all the nuances of reporting, because I know Ruben did his very best that he could on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that was a tricky deal.
So, and then the program attendance.
But he would still be above the Colorado average, even with the 88,000, correct?
Probably. Yeah, we'll see, because we'll soon have the data to look at 2022 in the same way. So then we'll be able to compare last year, which was a better year, just in general.
Yeah.
Do you think our county commissioners will even look at this and or appreciate our numbers? Or do you think they'll even understand it?
I have not sent it to them. I could send this to them.
This justifies what our expenditures are, and it shows how we're servicing our county in relation to other counties, and I think we look pretty darn good.
Well, I agree with that, Alan. I would put the caveat on it that, you know, if they find it useful and they'd like to discuss, you know, whether they'd like to meet with us, that might be, you know, helpful.
Do you want me to just, I can just do, send them this as like a, send it to them by email?
Yeah.
This is 2021. Do you want to wait until we have the 2022 data?
Yes.
Okay.
I think too much data for them sometimes will cause them to want to figure.
Okay.
And not to our advantage.
Okay.
This is a caution, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk to, just about statistics. I'm working on the 2022 Public Library Annual Report, and that's due April 13th. And so we'll soon have the same data, but for instead of 2021, I'll have 2022 for you. And I'm giving myself a crash course in putting all that data together. So that's exciting. We are really excited. We have our all staff meeting coming up on Thursday, February 27th, and that's the day after our April April 27th. I probably said something way different. Yes. So our all staff meeting is Thursday, April 27th, and that's the day after our April Board of Trustees meeting. And so the library is going to be closed on Thursday, April 27th, and all of our library employees will be coming here from Simla, Kiowa, Elbert, Elizabeth. Everybody's going to be here. And we're going to be doing training on our online catalog, some more in-depth training on that, some about our electronic resources like World Book. We're going to be talking about privacy, our customer privacy, our intellectual freedom, our request for reconsideration process, and we're also going to give them a heads up on the summer reading program. So we're really excited about that day. So that's all I have for my report. Do you guys have a real quick something to?
I'll go. I have a very quick.
Okay.
The Elizabeth Friends group is coming together. It's more and more. Well, we pick up a couple of members every meeting. It's very much more relaxed than it had been in the past, which is a good thing. I think that it was too rule bound and procedure bound, and I think people were uncomfortable with it. They have some fundraiser ideas that they're working on. They bought us a new flag. Every time we would say the Pledge of Allegiance in here, I just would want to crawl under the table because it was orange. It just wasn't good.
But this is Bronco country.
I know. But still. Okay. So that's good news. We, as you can see with the library cards, we're very, very busy. Lots of new patrons, many of them with children, which we particularly love. I told you before that story times have moved in here because we don't have room in the children's area anymore.
Wow.
A nice problem to have. Something that I did last year with last year's grant money was to buy Wonder Books. Wonder Books are regular books, but they've got a little player inside.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yep.
So I bought 100, we bought 114 of these. We haven't publicized them. We've just put them out, and we've already got about 20, 25 checked out. Elizabeth, you all know Elizabeth, has taken on getting them all on the shelf and all into the catalog, and she's just done an amazing job with it. I'm trying to see if I can play this for you so you can hear what it's like to hear a Wonder Book. The idea is that the child can hear and read along.
Mm-hmm. Listening Library presents Narwhal, Unicorn of the Sea by Ben Clanton. Read for you by Sox Whithorn, Kirby Hayborn, and a full cast. With narration by that Ben Clanton guy.
Come on, start.
Narwhal is really awesome.
Really awesome.
One day, when out for a swim, Narwhal found himself in new waters.
So that's how that goes.
Can I ask you a question about the actual player itself? Is it got a battery in it?
This is the really slick part. It recharges using a phone, a universal phone cord, so we don't have to worry about batteries.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
And it comes in a number of reading levels. So here's Jumanji. You all know the movie. But this is a lot more text.
For older kids.
Yeah. For older kids. Mm-hmm. And then I've gotten some that are even older than that for library lingo, reluctant readers. So it was a good thing to be able to use our grant money for.
Nice.
That's all I got. So Robert, you do get to take that sign with you because Patty left it with me and I've had it for a year.
What? This?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
She would nag me and then I wouldn't get it done. That's all I got.
Thank you.
All right. I'll move down the line. So, yeah, a couple of quick things. Camber and Amala, R2ASGs, are really trucking on planning summer reading. So it's really awesome because I feel like, you know, this time last year we weren't even this far in end of March, like early April. So we've got the Read Squared website pretty much. I think Amala's got it pretty much completed, and they're both working together to create programs and themes and stuff like that. And it's just exciting because they're, you know, meeting regularly and talking. Let's see, Kiowa, the back door.
Never ending.
So the friends really, really, really want to support us by paying for what's going to happen with the back door. And so Doris has started doing a lot of research on it, and she has found that Home Depot will create a door for us to fit the small size, but they just need a flat threshold. And so they've contacted the guy who does the concrete work, or who did the concrete work out front, and he's going to come in and create a flat threshold for Home Depot to create the door for us. And so I think it's great that they've kind of grabbed on to, you know, wanting to help out with that. So we've been keeping in touch about that. So next week, we've got some time set up to interview three candidates for the ASG position, the other 20-hour ASG position, to get somebody hired in that hopefully soon. And then other news, Brenda Abbott, the staffer that used to work, I think she was part-time with us, that became a sub, her and her husband are moving to New Mexico, and so she's leaving us. Super sad to see her go. She's been kind of like, I don't know, I think of Kyle and I think of Brenda because she's been there for a while. So we're going to miss her, and her husband Jeff has helped out around the branch a lot as well. So she has officially put in her notice, and I think she's going to come bring me her keys sometime this week. So we'll have to look for a new sub soon. That is Kyle and Albert kind of in a nutshell. I feel like Albert's just chugging along. Sandy's doing great work for Albert. But yeah, that's about it.
Thank you.
And I have the same comments about our ASGs. They're both, you know, they both have started it, you know, in the last, well, one in the last couple months, mm-hmm. another one in the last 4 months or so. And boy, they're just doing a great job. And it's fun to watch them collaborate and get so excited about what's coming. And I've got a lot of fun things that are coming together. One of the things that's happening in our outreach in Simla is Camber has now created a bi-weekly visit to our senior luncheon, because they meet every Wednesday and have lunch together. And it was funny because she goes bi-weekly. Well, last week was only the second time she would have gone. She'd only been there once, and she had gotten a little bug and didn't want to go. So literally, like, she called somebody to let them know she's not coming, and then I'm getting calls from the seniors that have my direct cell phone. Is Camber coming? So it's really successful. They are excited about having, we bring their holds to them. They drop off their books to us. They can check out items, right? She brings items with her, and she's learning the stuff that they like, so that she can bring the books that they want, and they're checking them out right there when they're at the luncheon. And so she does that on Wednesdays, and then on Fridays she goes to our nursing home in town and does the same thing, and they're thrilled. They're so excited. I think partly at Good Sam's, they're, you know, they, because of COVID, the nursing homes have been so isolated. And the folks are so excited to see her, and she's bringing them magazines, and she's bringing, and then when we also, like, when we weed our magazines out, we're taking them to our seniors, and they are just gobbling them up, taking them home, you know, to be able to read through and that kind of thing. And so it's just kind of another little piece of the puzzle that's coming into play, which is so exciting to see and to know that you're reaching a community that really appreciates you putting in the effort to load up books, put them in your car, unload books, you know, the whole bit. Because it covers literally like, I think this weighs more than I do. If you've seen Canvers, who's not that big around. So anyway, that's one of the kind of exciting things. And we do, you know, like this week, we have our monthly movie night. And so what I really appreciate that Camber's really bringing to the table is her consistency and really setting things up on a schedule so that people go, oh, the movie's on, you know, the whatever Friday, the third Friday. And senior, you know, the outreach is biweekly on these weeks. And so it's really increasing our patronage. It's also increasing the amount of people participating. On the note of patronage, literally we had 900 visitors. I mean, my staff is now complaining. They're like, we don't have time to get anything done because our patronage is just going up and up and up. And I know I report that every month, but we, you know, I was just doing the stats, and it was like, we had in my little library, we had over 900 visits. In January, we had almost 1,300 in February, and we had over 500 in the first week of March. So things are coming
I mean, kind of, I feel like we're finally get kind of getting back to pre-COVID type activity.
So do you think it's more just that, or are people moving into the area?
No, we're seeing our normal people. Okay. We are getting new people too. Mm-hmm. We're also getting very regular visitors, like people that are coming in 2 and 3 days a week. I can thank the lack of good television on some of this because I have many people that go, I have 900 streaming channels and I can't find anything. And so they're literally reading, you know, 3 books in 4 days and coming back and getting 3 more. So we could thank the bad TV out there for people returning to reading, you know, because they just, there's nothing to, and they want something to, you know, fill their evenings. And so they're coming in. And we're also getting, people are beginning to come in and regularly, like adults coming in and regularly working on their laptops. And we have our normal, you know, kids that come in. We have a lot of kids that come in too. So, no, it's just over, just in general, we're just seeing more and more and more people. And some of them are new, but in our area, we're pretty stable. We get a few new people, but we're pretty stable as far as growth goes, for now at least.
Yeah. That's wonderful. On a similar topic, I need to recommend some of the Korean television shows that are being offered on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, The King's Preference or what? Yeah. I just, no.
I know, I can't.
You're right, though.
No, it's a thing because I'm hearing a lot of it, and people are going back to reading because the way our TV used to work with cable and that, I think people kind of had an idea, but now it's like, it's a smorgasbord of really bad acting all over the place. We were talking, a lot of people come in and talk about the lack of character actors, that we had the quality character actors. Now it's more about quantity, not quality.
We learned something interesting, though. We're running out of room for DVDs. And so Janie said, would you please figure out how we can weed some of these out? So I weeded
200.
Well, I only went through the ones that had been added in 2014.
What do you do with them?
I did by circulation,
yeah,
and all that, but we sell them. We put them out for resale because the money goes to our friends and it comes back to us. But I weeded 200 this month.
The amazing thing to me was that I figured, well, these are old DVDs. I'm going to find lots of ones that haven't checked out in a long time. I can get rid of them. I could find almost none, even though they'd been here for 10 years, that hadn't checked out in the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And some of them were icky. I mean, I just thought, why are people checking these things out? Mm-hmm. It was eye-opening. Weedings can be harder than I thought for that, because mm-hmm. people use more than I realized.
I don't have room, so yeah. I couldn't be quite as judicious as you were, because I was just busting at the seams. And so I was explaining today that I had 18 inches of wall space, you know, from like floor to ceiling, one spot in my library. I found a shelf 17.7 inches wide. And that now I no longer have 18 inches of wall space available in my library, just so you know. Otherwise, it's like a door opens to that space, or, you know, you got to get in there to get a book. So I have zero, you know, and my staff will go, why don't we do this? And I said, that is a great idea. Tell me how we do it. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, yeah, we can't do that.
Shelf stretch.
I watch Japanese travel logs. I have mostly just because the youngest daughter lives there. And well, that's interesting. I mean, that's better than watching some of the other TV.
Yeah. And the other challenge I'm having is I'll literally have story time going on here. I have a kid on the Oculus here. I have two kids back here. I have two adults over here. This one is sitting at a regular reading thing with a bar stool in front of her with her laptop on her bar, because that's how maxed out we are. Yeah. We are absolutely
there's almost no seating left, mm-hmm. and that's because our patronage is going up because mm-hmm. our space we're at absolute maxed out. Hmm. You know, in fact, one of my guys today was there and he's like, it's quiet today. I'm like, I know, we've only got like 3 people in here. It's unusual. Mm. Enjoy it while it lasts. That's what I tell him.
Wow.
Okay, let's see here. Thank you for your reports. The 2022 audit status.
So I finished this report I had to write, management discussion and analysis report, and I'm meeting with the auditor tomorrow morning, and she's going to there's a lot of financial data and a summary that she has written and that she wants us to review. Mary Ellen has reviewed her part of it, and I'm trying to review my part of it, but the auditor is going to teach me how to review it. So I'm going to meet with her tomorrow morning. So I think it's on the schedule to have the auditor here next month review the auditor's report, April or May. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll be able to have her bring the report hopefully next month.
Okay. This next one is an interesting topic. The discussion of the proposed reconsideration policy.
So in your packets, there are 3 pages. The first page has the text from our policy at the top, and then my proposed revisions at the bottom. And then the second page is our old form, and then the third page is our new form. And I wrote new on the form so that you know that that's the new form. Mm-hmm. So basically the changes that I made is that, and actually I made another change since last time. So when somebody approaches us with a concern about a resource, I want the folks at the desk to send those people to a branch manager or a director for a conversation first. I don't want them to have to try and interpret their way through the conversation. So I want a branch manager or the director to talk to the person who has the concerns. And what we're doing is listening to those concerns and talking with them and talking through them. And kind of coming from a soft place of, I hear you, I understand your concerns, you know, what can we do about that? And if they're not happy with our response, then we'll give them the form, the request for reconsideration form, and that starts a formal process. And the only people that can fill out this form, they have to have a library card, and they have to be a resident of Elbert County or have to own land in Elbert County. So we're limiting it to library card holders who either are a resident of Elbert County or own land in Elbert County. And so those are the main changes with that. Everything else stands of how we go through the whole process.
Just a couple of things off the top of my head. In light of what's going on here in the town of Elizabeth and the school board, have we had an uptick in people wanting to know about, you know, if there are inappropriate books or anything?
No, no, no. Okay.
I brought a book to you last year that people that one mom had been unhappy about. Mm-hmm. And we kept it in the collection when we had another mom who was unhappy about it. And she didn't want to fill out, but this is the interesting part. They don't want to complain. They're so comfortable with the folks at the desk, they just kind of want to lean over and say, you know, I didn't know. So we looked at it again and we took it out. It was strike 3 and you're out. Mm-hmm. But it was the one about skin color. It had nothing to do with CRT or drag story time or anything like that. And there's just moms who are very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Knock on wherever there's some wood, we've
been very lucky here, but we're just wanting to keep it very casual and very conversational as we start through the process. So that's our goal, but we don't want our staff to have to deal with it at the desk. So that's why we want a branch manager or the director, director to deal with it, or me.
I really think that a lot of what's going on in the school system right now is more politically motivated than anything.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's going to play itself out one way or the other, through the various collections of signatures and everything else. I haven't seen, and I've kind of been trying to keep my pulse or the finger on the pulse of what, is anybody dissatisfied with our collections or anything else? I get nothing, nothing back. Yeah. Just compliments on how we're doing. And so right now, I let's go straight into this, get this done. And I just think that we've got this.
I do like that you are limiting it to the library card holders that are under county. I think that was very smart to make that revision.
So, and I should also make clear I mentioned this last time, but I want to mention it again. So the previous one is only for the library's collection. So that would be a book or a DVD or a magazine or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we've expanded this to include the collection, a display, a library program, usage of the meeting room. These are all things that we've heard across the state and across the nation that people are concerned about. So that's why we wanted to include that in this policy.
Any more conversation? Not library expansion.
Do you want to take a vote?
So oh yes. Yeah,
do we need a vote? I was wondering if we need.
Yeah. You want to make a motion? Oh no, you can't make a motion.
I'll move that we change the policy and the forms as recommended.
Thank you, Sheila.
I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been called and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I have one little question. I have a little list of books that I would like. Who do I submit that to? Or okay. Before I leave, I want to give you my list.
Just hand me your list.
And you can smack me about it.
Oh, no.
But it's things I see on TV that pique my interest. I think, dang, I should read that to get smarter.
I
don't know if it's worthwhile or not.
I read some newsletters that keep track of what's on TV. And if I can see something coming, I'll order it. Oprah every time. But yeah, do.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, we had a happy customer on, which Facebook page was it? Edward County Citizens,
one of the Elizabeth ones, I think,
who wrote in to say, yay for the Elizabeth Library. They bought this book and I never in a million years thought they'd have it. And it hasn't come in yet, but I know I'll be the first one. And it made somebody happy.
Yeah. All right. Number 9, library expansion community needs analysis. This is really important for us to move on. You know, you all know our history over the last year and a half and how difficult things have been and COVID and, we really haven't had a chance to get headed in a real positive direction as far as the build out and things go. But we really can't do that unless we have a good needs analysis so that whatever we do, we are making sure that we are remaining relative to the needs of the community, that we take a look at the balance of the population. I think we're going to have increased senior citizen participation because of our location next to this new senior citizen that's come in. And I want to look at those all as opportunities. And the only way it can be an opportunity is for us to, you know, stay out in front of it and find out what their needs are as well. Do you want to add anything to this?
I've just have been doing a lot of work on needs analysis and finding out what's available and consultants that are available. I put a call out to all the library directors in Colorado, and I received several examples of what kinds of studies people have had. And I've learned that there's all kinds of possibilities. I mean, you can have a marketing company do it. You can have a library company do it. One library had a grant, and so they had a library student do their community needs analysis. So it's just, there's just a whole wide range of possibilities. So I've been really learning a lot about that. But I feel like I've kind of identified some of the candidates that we might want to approach to do it for us. And people have also done it for different reasons. Some people want to be able to reach out to the people that don't have library cards in their community. Some people are writing their strategic plan and are looking for things that they need to move forward in their strategic plan. And some people like us are looking at an expansion or a new build. And so, you know, it just depends on how you're focusing your needs analysis. So.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? Any ideas?
So is the next step to figure out exactly what avenue to take in regards to this?
Yeah. So what I'd like to propose is that we come up with a committee of two of the members of the board to sort of look over some of the information that Susan's gathered and discuss what direction we probably think we should go. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
We're looking at a build out generated by what potentially people want in this particular area that this library services. And then also I get the feeling that some of the deals that you're talking to, they're also talked about just total expansion of their library district, what the needs are as far as growth goes. And I personally, I think both of those items need to be considered together so that whatever we do for a needs study.
Is this a volunteer?
Well, I would like, I'll get my foot wet in there.
I want to throw something in on top of what you just said. We have to consider a lot of this at a lot of different levels, and not the least of which is it is unlikely, you know, I listened, you know, to the similar facts, and we know that they're growing, that their program is working. They don't have as much of an opportunity to generate any revenue. So while we shouldn't be trying to turn this into a business, we do have to consider that this probably, since of just the logistics of population right now and the growth, this is the place where people might need more meeting rooms or whatever. And so as we do this, I think it needs a healthy balance of what this plant means. I don't want to go back to the notion that everything is centered around what's happening in Elizabeth. That's not what this is about. Everybody that holds a library card in this community, this library district, needs an equal shot. But it also takes some, you know, honest and realistic evaluation of how we continue a revenue stream, et cetera. We're getting a lot of pressure, even from the commissioners, you know, to sort of take a look at the northwest corner of, you know, which I have to be straight up. I mean, I have told the commissioners, you know, to their faces, I know you'd like us to talk to the developers, but we think you need to be talking to the developers and seeing that they meet us. You know, granted, it'd be great, but even with all the money we have, we can't buy a piece of property in the northwest corner. It's too expensive. They need to come up with some land or a site or something else. And likewise, I mean, if expansion starts occurring someplace else, like in Simla, we've got to be prepared to, you know, help them out as they're growing. Mm-hmm. So it is a, it's not as simple as just what our needs are today. It's also, it needs a certain amount of focus on what our anticipated growth is and how we make sure that everybody benefits from this. So mm-hmm. Are there any other thoughts on this or? Okay, well then I suggest we have a library expansion community needs analysis team, and Alan seems to be a go-to guy on this.
I'll get my foot wet, and I personally think one of the things that we need to consider is I need to go to each area. I mean, I guess what I need to do is pick the brain of the county commissioners, find out what they're approving as far as construction goes, or what is on their deal, because I'm aware that there's some kind of a medical facility that's proposed for the Simla area. Is that talk or is it fact? And if it's going to be fact, how much is that going to increase the population potential in their area? And so these are our little things that I think need to be thought of.
There are housing developments being proposed, as well as Dollar right. General coming in and a Loaf and Jug coming.
Because I look around, I mean, as I drive around looking at different areas, I did some driving this last weekend. I discovered that it's possible to get from one area to another without having to come all the way back to Elizabeth. And I'm driving around there, I discovered, wow, there's some houses out here that are mansions. And mm-hmm. I wasn't even aware of this stuff. Are these people coming to town? Are they using our facilities? And what's the deal? I mean, I discovered that there seem to be people are cutting across to get to the highway over there to go to where else, I don't know, but they're not coming to Elizabeth type of deal. There's a lot more traffic down there that I discovered going across than I dreamed of. And this is true, I discovered down where you live. Yeah. There's a lot more stuff going on in those areas. And these are all things that impact this use deal for the whole district, let alone just this one place.
So, I guess part of then what I'd like us to consider as we go into this, and I would join you on this, is trying to decide what expansion means, because if everybody thinks it's just of this building, then I think that's short-sighted. I think we need to be thinking about how we best utilize our resources. And of course, this is going to be a central piece of it because of this building. But that being said, it would be very short-sighted of us not to consider the entire.
So is the purpose of this committee, you're going to be conducting independent research or working with a consultant to do the research need to do?
We're going to create the RFP to pull in a consultant to do all the research.
We're going to look at the entire county to see where the needs are.
Exactly. It's not just here.
That's the entire county, because it's like the conversation we had last week about Elbert, that would be a whole part of that too.
Yeah, right.
Last month.
Yeah. I had a note here about Elbert and that. And it sounds like we're running out of space in Sonoma too. So.
Okay.
So that's committed.
Sounds good.
So, timeframe. Do you want to try to get together and I'll look at your list of things that you're, the groups that you're thinking potential, and
sure.
Robert and I.
I think we should be prepared to come back your next meeting.
Okay.
And show them some progress.
So we need you and I need to get with Susan to see what's available and try to get a handle on which potential way we're going to go and why.
Okay.
So that we can present to the rest of the people here why we're thinking what we're thinking.
Okay, discussion of employee handbook changes for automated payroll system. Put on your glasses, Robert.
So this is really a huge list of changes. I gave you each a copy of the manual. We can go through that tonight if you want to look at each of these. But it will take, it'll take some time.
Yeah.
I read through it earlier today.
I actually, the one that I emailed you, I didn't have quite as many. There's 16 on the list now. So in the packet that I sent out.
What is a way that we can?
If you wanted to assign this to a committee, also the committee could take a look at it and then bring back a recommendation to the board, and then the board wouldn't have to discuss the whole thing.
All right. I would like to make a suggestion. Maybe he'll throw a rock at me, but as long as Alan and I are meeting on the one thing. Okay. Would you, unless Sheila, you want to just take this away to go over those changes?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean. What are you saying?
Well, we're trying to look at a way to, instead of sitting here and going over each one of these things tonight, put it, let's condense it with a committee.
Right.
And my suggestion was, as long as Alan and I have to meet on this other thing, let's schedule twice the time and just knock it out. But if somebody has the desire to go over those changes,
I get it. If it's easier for the two of you to do it, that's great. I am kind of interested in it, but I have a vote here too, so it's a big thing. I mean, I didn't see anything that was problematic there, but I did have some questions on other things in there.
Okay, let me just throw out here. I would love to say that there isn't anything in the handbook that's going to ever cause us a problem, except that it has been a point of contention in the past. And so, you know what? How about we put your name on this? And
do the two of you want to be the committee?
Or it could be you and I.
Yeah, that'd be fine with me.
Okay, yeah. Then let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, Alan, you're welcome to come.
Sure. I'm close. Whatever. I mean, I'll.
Okay.
I'm not.
Here's the thing. I don't, like I say, I never want to go back to having the handbook of all things become a point of contention. And we've got the history, and we know our staff a lot better at this point in time than we did when we, you know, because now we bring the staff in.
Actually, I would be more comfortable if she goes through and you come up with things, and then I'll come in after the fact, and you throw the pile out there, and if I see, unless something jumps on me and says I have a problem with this, we'll talk about it. I think it's a better use. It'll get done quicker with less hassle, because the more times you have people in a pot, pretty soon the pot boils over.
Okay, and that's fine. All right, so
I know my limitations.
I will call you.
Okay.
We'll set something.
Cool.
And I'll get through this and make some notes on some of my questions.
Yeah, I'll go over it this way.
Cool.
Any other discussion on that? Any I'd be curious if there's any input from you guys in terms of what you, cautionary tales, things that you'd like us to be sensitive about.
We've all looked at it and contributed to changes that we think need to be done. So,
did you create a red line version with your proposed change, or you just made a list of what changes you thought needed to be made?
Okay. These things reflect what.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we should have done before.
Right.
We didn't do that before.
Okay. Oh, so this is for product of your guys' conversation. Okay.
So awesome. And I love that. So thank you for taking the time to do that. Okay.
One more quickie though. Does this also include the automated payroll?
So the automated payroll is Paylocity.
Yeah.
And so we had to make change. We're having to make changes to this. The handbook currently says that we have monthly payrolls.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to every 2 weeks. So, I mean, you guys know of these changes now. So I feel comfortable going ahead with this, even though we haven't officially approved the new handbook. But
okay.
I'm taking a little bit of a risk.
But at least it's on the radar screen.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I've presented it to you to think about.
So. Okay.
Okay. Annual election of officers and committee assignments. Well, we just talked over some of our committee assignments there. Are there any other committees that you suggest we discuss?
Do you still have a committee on choosing new, on interviewing new board
members? Well, that was going to be my first suggestion. Yeah. I mean, we do have a new, we have to find a replacement for Karen. And we, it has to go out to the community. I think we need to be very open with it and advertise it. And I don't think we can, I think it's going to take longer than 1 month to do this. In the meantime, we're going to have to decide how we're going to cover. And I think between you and I, we can discuss how to do that. You know, how to head coverage on the
minutes.
I just want to say I was really conflicted about this choice, and I pretty much took out everything that I've been doing lately just because I need to, I don't know, get some sort of grief counseling. But just going through all of my husband's stuff has been very kind of traumatic.
Oh,
geez. Okay. And he kept stuff from 1970.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, holy schmoly. So it just feels so overwhelming, but it was a really hard decision. And I mean, I quit choir. I just feel like I need to refocus in a certain way. So I'm sorry. I hate to give it up, but.
You need to be grounded.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Before you figure out what direction.
Right.
I just want to throw in one thing. I mean, having known you for years and been close friends, both you and Joe, your husband. He was a complicated man.
Yes.
And the volume of work that you've got in front of you as a result of that, please don't think a thing of it. You have to take care of yourself.
It's just I kept trying to get him back to, you know, standards, and it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And the kids had come out to see him the day after our great-grandbaby was born on Christmas morning.
Oh.
And he passed away that morning, and they didn't know about it until they got to the house.
Oh,
so it was kind of traumatic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
You have is there a committee? What did you use? What committee did you have before for interviewing?
Well, we
just pick two trustees.
Yeah, two trustees. Okay. At this point, I think.
Do you think Ruth would like to do it?
Well, see, this is the thing. I don't want to volunteer for Ruth,
right.
You know, because I you know. So we get moving. I would hope we could form it from the members present.
Okay. I mean, if anybody wants to know how I got it all organized, I'd be happy to tell them. Google Docs is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, upon occasion, I had to call her.
Help.
So I would be on this one as well.
Okay.
And
what a good, oh, wow. What a good man you are.
It seems like it's the same two people every time. I don't know.
Too bad for Dan's not here, honestly.
I know.
She can't call Ruthann.
Yes. Well, I just don't think we can wait.
Yeah, I know we need to move on.
Yeah, we have to move. Okay, so I will contact you on this as well. I think there are, you know, I'll be real honest with you. There's been an uptick in interest in at least people talking to me anyway about the libraries. And some of them with a look of disbelief. You're on the library board. Really?
I didn't even know you could read.
And that's, you know, I'm down with that. My secret's...
Secret's up.
Yeah, okay. So, at any rate, I do think we'll get probably, if we put together something, get it out to the public, I think we're going to get some people that are going to be interested. So, at any rate, that I'm not as concerned about that as I might have been a few months ago or whatever. So, okay. Any other questions before I move this next one?
Your officers still.
Okay, so we are then at the election
of officers. And we've got the committee assignments, at least a skeleton of those. So what we have to do is we have to decide who is going to be the president of the board. And before we go any further, I want to say that when I came on to the board a number of years ago, the first thing that I said to Mr. Duval was, as long as I don't have to be the president.
And then look what happened.
And not because of the amount of work, but because of who I am. I just am trying to be honest with people about what my strengths are and what my weaknesses are. And while I don't think anybody that knows me well would ever doubt my sense of humor, my commitment to creativity, my love of children, my love of libraries, nobody's going to ever say, damn, you're a fine note taker. It's just not going to happen. Boy, you really have your finger on the pulse of every detail that there is, because I don't. I have ADHD, and I have had it my entire life, and so it is a real struggle, and I just incorporate it. It was interesting being a teacher with me. I often tell the thing where I would put a blinker on my clipboard so that when I set it down, the kids could find it. That's the length to which I would go. And I was helping these kids with ADHD. You know, yeah, I'd like to help you with that. Got any tips? So at any rate, the reason I bring this up is because then when the wheels came off and Jim walked away, and then he said, well, you're the president now. Well, I didn't want to be president, and for the very reasons that I just stated. And Jim... I guess he'd forgotten all of the things we had said before, but Patty had those skills, and I just said, if you'll come on, if you will avail yourself to that possibility, then you know I'll be your vice president, and we can work this out. And she took it, and of course now she's gone, and here we are back at this decision again. But I would be, if somebody wants me to be, I would take the presidency as long as I can work as closely as I have up to this point with the new director. Because, point me in the right direction, I'll get it done.
I just want to, it makes me think of the day I walked into physical therapy, and because we needed somebody to come on the board, and I looked at you and said, Robert, want to come join the library board? What? You were having therapy, yeah. Dave or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I appreciate that you stepped up.
Yeah, yeah. So at any rate, that's the main office that we have to decide tonight. Are there any volunteers for the president's position?
Just volunteer.
Okay.
Are you hiding your hands?
I don't want
there to be any mistake.
I make a motion that we nominate Robert as president for the next term.
Okay.
I second that.
We have a call in a second. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So. And thank you for all the help. Okay, so then we do not have at this point a secretary. And so we will have to do a makeshift kind of thing where, and I'm proposing, and I don't know if you would agree with this or not, that between the two of us, we can put those together. And then if we have any questions that the...
And I can take
care of you guys. We can call you and ask for your advice.
Sure.
Or... Ellen and Sheila, do we have any glaring holes in this? Did we miss something?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you guys okay with that? Mm-hmm. All right. Then I would say that we probably
have to read the minutes before the meeting.
Okay. All right.
I got to quit filing it away for it so I can find it because the agenda, I filed it away. And she sent it to me, and I've been looking for it for 2 days.
Welcome to your age.
Wasn't going to point that out.
What's your name?
Joe.
Hi, I'm Pete. All right. So that would take care of the only election then that I think we need tonight.
But you probably, I think, don't you need to, yeah.
Okay, oh, that's right.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I accept the nomination. Okay, now we vote on.
Well, okay. I talked this over with a couple folks here. I'll remain as treasurer because I wasn't
even considering it. That's okay. You're right.
I move that we make Alan treasurer.
Oh, I would second that.
I barely got it figured out. So.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What do you think about vice president? I don't know if you.
Well, again, if there's no strong feeling, I mean, we do have another member.
Yeah.
Do we want
to wait till we fill out the board and then maybe fill these last two positions?
Yeah, I think so.
And then try and get like everybody here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like five. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move on to public comment. Do we have any public? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
we have no public.
I thought maybe. Put your glasses on. I thought it was pubic comment. Sorry. God, that's a bad typo. All right, here we go. Public comment. Anybody? All right, seeing none. Any other business items from a board member?
One other thing that I the signs. Okay. One last thing. The signs are almost prepped. I'm going to get the hardware and then you and I sometime in the next week, 10 days.
Okay.
We're going to do this, and then I'll need to get reimbursed from, and I don't know if I need to wait until next board meeting to present that bill, or if I can present that bill to the bookkeeper and
I would
get a payment. I'm thinking that the hardware for mounting the signs is probably going to be somewhere less than $40. I mean the signs are all prepped except for I got to drill a couple of them, get at least two holes to mount each sign. And I'm going to go down to the hardware store and see if I can, what kind of tamper-proof screws I can get so that I can put the things on and then with a little struggle, they can be gotten off. But it's going to take somebody with a little bit of knowledge to get them off because I don't want the signs to disappear because they make nice frisbees.
Yeah.
So just keep your receipts.
Okay.
And then we can, if you can get those to me by April 8th, we can pay you.
I'll have them before the end of the week. Okay. And then I'll just schedule with Robert. Okay. And it will take two people because one on each side of the fence because one person's going to have to hold the backside and the other person is going to run the drill from the other side to screw it on. Trying to get tamper-proof screws that will make it easy to go together.
Good point, though. If somebody wants that sign, they're going to come get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're gonna struggle. I'm not going to make it easy for them.
Reminds me of the time that I had a roommate who had a waterbed when waterbeds were the thing, and all of a sudden the sign showed up over his bed that said flooded at times. And I knew where that sign had come from. And it was tamper-proof. It was tamper-proof. At any rate, so.
I also want to give him credit for initiating and taking care of that big problem that we had.
Yes.
Big problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really great.
Okay. Then I would ask for a motion, if we don't have any further business, to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Great job, everybody.
Yay. Thank you.
What did you think of my left-wing books?
I was looking to see if we had any of them already. And I don't have any problem with
Where did these come from?
Those are from the state library. They're just like a little
Do you have any extras?
I might, yeah.
Books are really
I thought I'd let you guys know that the gal